You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. His name is Michael Allison. His patients call him Mike. He is the founder of Shared Expectations, which is north of Salt Lake City, Utah, and he deals with childhood trauma, combat trauma, relationship trauma, any forms of trauma, which as humans we inevitably go through at some point in our lives. So we are going to talk to Mike Allison all about his shared expectations and find out what sort of modalities and things he uses to treat these trauma. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome him to the show. Michael Allison, welcome.
Thanks, John.
You're very welcome. All right, so Mike, if you could you tell us a little bit about shared expectations, sort of where it kind of came from, where the idea came from, and what sort of things you're treating?
Yeah, I think I'm a marriage and family therapist, which means we look a lot at systems and relationships, and
right.
I kind of came up with that shared expectations just with the work I had been doing with people, realizing that in relationships, a lot of times we kind of expect our partners and folks to know what we want, but we don't always tell them. And so
right.
until we really sit down and say, here's my expectations, and then that way we can kind of hold people to it, but they can also try to serve our expectations and put them someplace. So I was just kind of thinking about in terms of, you know, identifying that idea of we've got to be thinking about what each other really wants out of a relationship.
Which is a fantastic point, because I've certainly found myself in that exact predicament before, and even in my current relationship, I constantly find my girlfriend telling me, well, you know, I'm not a mind reader. And I think that's kind of the point you're trying to make, is no one's a mind reader. And if you're feeling some sort of way, best to communicate what you're feeling.
Right, and I think it's kind of interesting. In one of my relationships, we would always fight over, I leave my shoes in the living room. And one day I realized, this is like priority one for her, and it's like priority 1,000 for me. If I can just keep that in mind, what her expectation is, I can probably just resolve this without any more fighting. But we don't do that. We kind of just, we're who we are, and we don't think about the other person might have something different going on.
Right, and I sort of sense I've been in that exact situation. Mine was with taking out the trash, but is it these little pet peeves that folks kind of harbor that if untreated or uncommunicated, they sort of build up and can really jam things up in a relationship?
You know, I think it is the pet peeves, but I think it really comes back to, in my work, what is this connecting to? This has
right.
some meaning that's maybe a little deeper than we think of. You know, it's like the idea of you're not taking care of me, and now we can trace this back to maybe some things that happened in childhood or whatever that most people really aren't totally aware of. We kind of go through childhood and go, well, that was my childhood, and everybody has one, I have mine, and let's just forget about it. But these things crop up in some strange places, and it's interesting when we can pull them apart and go, you know, what's the fear? If you think in terms of someone who maybe when they're growing up, if dad, let's say, comes home and dad blows a gasket because there's shoes in the living room and dad wants the house to be perfectly spotless, then maybe it's not my partner who's worried about the shoes being in the living room. Maybe she's just trying to protect all of us from this kind of imaginary a very real dad that's going
right.
to walk in the door and blow up. And so what was a trivial thing 5 minutes ago, suddenly everybody in the room realizes, hey, this is really important. This is way deeper than this, and I don't want my partner to hurt like this.
And Mike, is it something that, in a sense, how can folks sort of pick up on some of these innuendos and find out that there may be a deeper issue that they should seek out a marriage and family therapist for?
I would say, you know, we talk a lot about anxiety, and when you really think, what is anxiety? I mean, anxiety, if you find some definitions, it's going to kind of wrap around this idea of, I'm afraid of something that's not really there. And so if someone says, well, you know, it upsets me, or I got anxiety, if we can take that one step further, go, what are you afraid of? And really, you know, first, if you say that to somebody, they're going to go, well, I'm not afraid of anything, whatever. Right. But if you keep digging and go, what am I afraid of? What am I really worried about with this? Why does it bother me? I think if we can kind of go, I'm not sure what's there, or even, oh, I know when this has bothered me in the past. This is about X. Maybe we need some help in figuring out what to do with that.
Now, Mike, two-part question here. Part one, how long have you been in practice down there in Utah with shared expectations? And two, why did you decide to go down the route of dealing with families and relationships?
Well, I mean, this is like my third career. I spent 23 years in the military, and then I spent some time investigating accidents for OSHA. And then one day I decided to follow my dream and go to law school, but then I never did that. No, I've always had kind of a hobby of psychology and learning and that. So I kind of gradually came into this, but I've had this company going on 3 years now. And before that, I worked inpatient in a psychiatric hospital with active duty military folks. It's like a 30-day program for people who had very, very severe PTSD from childhood trauma, combat, that sort of thing. That's really where I never really wanted to work with military, because I felt like I was a little scared that, hey, this is kind of close to my stuff. Am I going to have a problem with this? But what I really found out, we had a separate men and women's unit. When I was dealing with the women's trauma, I really started to learn some things about what our society does and what's really going on and how much we're missing on how we treat our daughters and our wives and our sisters and everything. And so that really kind of, when I saw the change and realized what was going on with these people, I realized, man, this is probably the first time in my life I've felt like this. Like I'm really actually helping someone and seeing the difference. And so, you know, I was probably skeptical of therapy and stuff at first too, but seeing what people can do when they're set their mind to find some change and they just need some help negotiating that, and maybe someone to help move the lens a little bit so they can look at things. But it's really their journey, and it's pretty exciting. It's pretty humbling to see someone trust you that much and then help them with some of these things.
Now, Mike, I do have to end the show, unfortunately, in about a minute. But again, we've been speaking with Michael Allison of Shared Expectations out there in it's north of Salt Lake City, Utah. And Mike, again, thank you so much for coming on and really sharing your personal story with us. And we wish you the very best of luck going forward with Shared Expectations.
Great. Thanks, John. I appreciate the time.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.